Presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg has been a frontrunner so far in the Democratic presidential primary contest. But here in South Carolina, we may be telling a different story after tomorrow. According to several polls, Buttigieg has around 4% support among Black Democratic voters here. There are lots of theories about why. Buttigieg is young. He also hasn't had a long political career. But one roadblock we've heard a lot about, at least early on in the contest, is Buttigieg's identity as a gay man. This, despite a new poll from Winthrop University that shows 79% of Black American voters don't care if a candidate is gay. I talked with couple Gerald McNair and his partner David Alexander here in Columbia, who have different outlooks on the topic. For Gerald, he thinks it's overblown that Black people are not supporting Buttigieg because of his gay identity.
Information is being trickled so fast, it's so hard to catch up of how African Americans feel about a certain gay people. Because you're constantly fighting against the media who is perpetuating it out there. We cannot change that narrative. So it's kind of a hard thing to do.
He says the media has perpetuated that stereotype. But his partner, David Alexander, who is an advocate for HIV and AIDS education here in Columbia, believes there is a lingering stigma, specifically in the South and in the Bible Belt, around LGBTQ issues. And that can't be overlooked.
In the Black community, there's one thing that we need to come to grips with. And it's not only just the individuals of being gay, but also there is the whole idea of HIV that plays into the stereotypic part and the stigma of the Black community. We don't talk about HIV in our community. And we suffer a great deal within our community where people are living with HIV. And the Black church haven't been able to come to grips to deal with their own children in their own community to address that issue. There's so much stigma within our community about that alone. So we have to get past that in order to accept something else. Pete Buttigieg is a gay candidate, but more than that, you know, it's like anyone else. You have to know what he's all about. There are personal issues that I have myself with Pete Buttigieg, but it has nothing to do with his sexuality. I want to know what he can do for me. I'm not trying to figure out that other stuff in his life. I'm trying to figure him out as a politician. Will he be good for our community? Will he be assistance in our community? Will he help the stigma in our community? Will he help in the epidemic of HIV in our community? My concern. Now, any other politician, why are you here? Why do you want my vote?
That was David Alexander and Gerald McNair, a couple here in Columbia, South Carolina, giving us insights into the popularity of presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg among Black voters here.